Serving you since 1952. This is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy and rainy this morning. It'll be sunny and hot later today with a high near 86.
Good morning. Joe Biden.
Anna Kim reporting. This is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Three new abortion-related laws take effect in Kansas today. One of them is being challenged in court. Rose Conlon reports.
Kansas abortion providers will have to begin asking patients their reason for getting an abortion and reporting their answers to state officials. It's part of a law backed by anti-abortion groups who say the data could be used to reduce abortion rates. But abortion providers say collecting the information is invasive and medically irrelevant. They're asking a judge to block the law from taking effect. A hearing on their request is set for Monday morning. Two other laws are also taking effect. One increases funding for anti-abortion groups, and another makes it easier to prosecute people for coercing others to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The state of Kansas is asking residents for feedback to help with its opioid response plan. Kylie Cameron has that story.
The survey is part of the state's annual update to its plan that addresses substance use and the increasing number of overdose deaths across Kansas. In previous years, some of the initiatives included legalizing fentanyl test strips and creating a Good Samaritan law for drug overdoses. Both of those became law in recent years. Kara Anderson is the chair of the state's Prescription Drug and Opioid Advisory Committee.
This data will then be used by KDAG to then determine harm reduction strategies and initiatives that Kansas still needs.
The deadline to fill out the survey is July 12th. It can be found at dccca.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Gymnast Leanne Wong of Overland Park has qualified as an alternate for the USA team that will travel to the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris. Greg Eklund reports.
It will be the second time Leanne Wong will travel to the Olympics with the USA team, but this trip will be less restrictive because the athletes won't be dealing with the pandemic that hampered their Tokyo experience 3 years ago. Wong says she's also listening to advice from Simone Biles, who won the automatic spot on the five-person team as the Olympic trials champion in all-around.
I'm really looking forward just to going to Paris and getting a real Olympic experience. Even as an alternate, I still have a huge role on the team. It's like Simone said, it's even one of the most important roles because we have to step in at any time.
Wong is one of two alternates who will travel with the five, chosen after the conclusion of the Sunday evening trials. I'm Greg Eklund.
In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Guardians 6-2 Sunday. Kansas City took 3 out of 4 games against Cleveland. The Royals have the day off. They'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow in Kansas City.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
It's 6:19 on this Monday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. In about 10 minutes, we'll have an update of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. On the weather front, hot and wet weather in store. Mostly cloudy and rainy conditions this morning, with a chance for thunderstorms before 11 a.m. Later today, mostly sunny, hot, and humid, a high near 86 degrees. A heat advisory will take effect at noon for the entire KPR listening area. It'll last until 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's summer reading and events this June and July with Adventure Mobile Curiosity Club activities and the Beanstack app to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer-reading.
Coming up later this morning on KPR One, we will be bringing you classical music. I should say our classical friend, Cordelia Brown, will be bringing us the music. And she'll be thanking you for helping us out last week during our silent summer drive. Joyous and thankful music begins at 9 a.m.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from DuckDuckGo.
NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7 today here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Cloudy and rainy weather this morning with a chance for storms in eastern Kansas. Later today, mostly sunny, a high of 86 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington. The Chicago Tribune and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are also saying Biden should drop out of the race. This is NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. A Kansas law taking effect today will require abortion providers to ask patients why they are getting an abortion. They'll have to report the answers back to state officials. Anti-abortion groups say the data could help inform programs and policies that help reduce abortion rates. But providers say the law is invasive and unnecessary and are now challenging the law in court. A hearing is set for later today. Two other abortion-related laws are also taking effect today. They'll direct more money to anti-abortion groups and make it easier to prosecute people for coercing others into getting an abortion. Federal agencies say Kansans are facing temperatures above 100 degrees more often these days and will continue to do so because of climate change. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Thousands of Kansans sweated through 100-degree heat last week. Salina hit 105. Smith Center hit 110. In recent decades, Kansas averaged less than 10 days per year above 100 degrees. But the latest national climate assessment from federal agencies says by 2050, most of Kansas is projected to see an extra 10 days above 100 degrees each summer. That's under a middle-of-the-road climate change scenario. Extreme scenarios predict 40 extra days of such heat in Kansas by the end of the century. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The state of Kansas is asking residents for feedback to help update its opioid response plan. The survey is part of the state's annual update to its plan that addresses substance abuse and the ever-increasing number of overdose deaths across the state. In previous years, some of the initiatives included legalizing fentanyl test strips and creating a Good Samaritan law for drug overdoses. And both of those measures have since become law. The deadline to fill out the Kansas Opioid Survey is July 12th. You'll find it online at dccca.org. That's dccca.org. Some streets are already booming with 4th of July fireworks, even though the holiday is still days away. But the fun comes at a cost. Fireworks release pollutants that can harm people's respiratory and cardiovascular systems. Dr. Kate Bieberdorf is a chemist and host of a science podcast. She says fireworks are not great for the environment either.
They release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and ultimately exacerbate our ongoing battle against climate change.
Dr. Kate Bieberdorf. In sports, the Royals beat the Guardians 6-2. They have the day off. They'll face the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 96.1 also in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
We'd like to thank you for helping us out last week during our so-called Silent Summer Fund Drive. Our quiet drive, if you will. We'll be bringing you joyous and thankful music starting at 9 o'clock this morning on KPR 1. Cordelia Brown has planned a very special musical menu for us today, all in thanks and in celebration of raising enough money last week to close out our fiscal year successfully. Not in the mood for music? Well, listen to KPR 2, which features news and talk around the clock. Coming up at 9 a.m. on KPR 2, it's the BBC NewsHour. Cloudy and rainy here in Lawrence, 65 degrees. It'll be sunny and hot later today.
Hey, it's Ari Shapiro. Every day you make a lot of choices. Which story to read or save for later, which post to like or share, what source to trust when you have a question. On All Things Considered from NPR, we curate exciting coverage of the arts, culture, science, and the day's most important news stories for you. So instead of making 50 choices, just make one. Listen to All Things Considered every afternoon.
All Things Considered, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle. This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Well, we have a couple of lines of showers and thunderstorms moving mostly across northeast and portions of east central Kansas. All of these storms are moving pretty much to the east and northeast. The only place not getting showers this morning in eastern Kansas is southeast Kansas. Here's what the weather forecast says for today. A heat advisory will take effect at noon. It'll last until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. For this morning, mostly cloudy and rainy conditions for most of us in northeast and east central Kansas. Later today, everyone in the eastern third of the state should have a mostly sunny sky. It'll be hot, too, with a high of 86 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
In less than 10 minutes, we'll get news from around the world and across the state. Three new abortion-related laws take effect today across Kansas. One of them is being challenged in court. We'll have details on that in our 7 o'clock report. And gymnast Leanne Wong of Overland Park has qualified as an alternate for Team USA and will travel to the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris. Details on that story coming up as well in our 7 o'clock report. Less than 10 minutes from now, here on KPR's Morning Edition. It's 6:51.
It's morning.
HD1 Emporia, KANV, and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ.
Record. The TSA expects to reach a new record this week. You're listening to NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Rainy and stormy weather this morning across northeast and east central Kansas. It'll be sunny, hot, and humid by this afternoon with a high near 86. Three new abortion-related laws are taking effect in Kansas today. One of them is being challenged in court.
Kansas abortion providers will have to begin asking patients their reason for getting an abortion and reporting their answers to state officials. Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The state of Kansas is asking residents for feedback to help with its opioid response plan. Kylie Cameron has that story.
The survey is part of the state's annual update to its plan that addresses substance use and the increasing number of overdose deaths across. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Gymnast Leanne Wong of Overland Park has qualified as an alternate for Team USA. That means she'll be traveling with the team to the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris.
It will be the second time Leanne Wong will travel to the Olympics with the USA team, but this trip will be less restrictive because the athletes won't be dealing with the pandemic that hampered their Tokyo experience 3 years ago. Wong says she's also listening to advice from Simone Biles, who won the automatic spot on the five-person team as the Olympic trials champion in all-around.
I'm really looking forward just to going to Paris and getting a real Olympic experience. Even as an alternate, I still have a huge role on the team. It's like Simone said, it's even one of the most important roles because we have to step in at any time.
Wong is one of two alternates who will travel with the five, chosen after the conclusion of the Sunday evening trials. I'm Greg Eklund.
In Major League Baseball, the Royals defeated the Cleveland Guardians 6-2. Kansas City took 3 out of 4 games against Cleveland. Royals have the day off today.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures.
This is NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I don't know about you, but I love honey. Here's an interesting factoid. Honey never goes bad. How can that be? I don't know. Nature's miracle. But they have discovered honey in ancient tombs in Egypt, thousands of years old. And the honey is still good, and by that I mean still edible and won't harm you. Okay, that's all I've got to say about honey. It is 7:19 on this Monday morning, the first day of July, and it is cloudy and rainy this morning across northeast and east central Kansas. Still have a chance for thunderstorms. Watching the radar, we've got a couple lines of thunderstorms that stretch all the way up into Omaha, Nebraska, and all the way down to east central Kansas. These showers and storms moving to the east and into Kansas City right now. So, rainy and stormy this morning, but later today it'll be mostly sunny and hot and humid. We'll have a high near 86 degrees. Tonight, a low of 75. For tomorrow, sunshine, slight chance of rain and storms tomorrow afternoon, and a high of 98.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone, your locally owned and operated taco shop, now featuring a reimagined menu for dine-in and catering options in downtown Lawrence. Information at thetacozone.com.
We'll have another news update in less than 10 minutes here on Morning Edition. Cloudy and rainy here in Lawrence, Topeka, and in Manhattan. Manhattan expecting heavy rain within the next hour. In Lawrence, 65, Topeka, 65, and in Manhattan, 67 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this...
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock today here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Cloudy skies, rainy weather for this morning for northeast and east central Kansas. A heat advisory will take effect at noon. It'll be sunny and hot by this afternoon.
Live from NPR News in Washington. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. A state law takes effect today that will require Kansas abortion providers to ask patients why they are getting an abortion. They'll have to report the answers back to state officials. Anti-abortion groups say that data could help inform programs and policies that will reduce abortion rates. But providers say the law is invasive and unnecessary, and they are challenging the law in court. A hearing is set for later this morning. Two other abortion-related laws will also take effect today. One will direct more money to anti-abortion groups or pro-life counseling centers and make it easier to prosecute people for coercing others into getting an abortion. Investigators say a Kansas mother and her two young daughters, missing since Friday, may have been coerced into traveling to a religious rehabilitation facility in Mexico. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has issued an endangered persons advisory for 23-year-old Martha Unger and her two daughters All three were reported missing from their Haskell County home Friday night. Federal agencies say Kansans are facing temperatures above 100 degrees more often and will continue to do so because of climate change. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Thousands of Kansans sweated through 100-degree heat last week. Salina hit 105, Smith Center hit 110. In recent decades, Kansas averaged less than 10 days per year above 100 degrees, but the latest national climate assessment from federal agencies says by 2050, most of Kansas is projected to see an extra 10 days above 100 degrees each summer. That's under a middle-of-the-road climate change scenario. Extreme scenarios predict 40 extra days of such heat in Kansas by the end of the century. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
As of today, the Kansas Turnpike Authority has done away with ticket takers at toll booths, turnpike toll booths, and has transitioned into cashless tolling. This means drivers will not have to stop to pay tolls anymore. The Turnpike Authority says there may be some confusion with customers as this transition takes place. For motorists with K-tags, nothing will change. For those without a K-tag, a photo will be taken of the driver's car, and license tag, and a bill will be sent in the mail. In Big League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Cleveland Guardians 6-2 Sunday, taking three out of that four-game series against Cleveland. The Royals have the day off. They'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow in Kansas City. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 7:42 on this first day of July. Cloudy skies, rainy weather, possibly stormy weather for the next several hours. The Weather Service says it'll be mostly cloudy and rainy in northeast and east central Kansas this morning. But later today, mostly sunny skies are expected. It'll be hot and humid with a high near 86. Tonight, a low of 75. It'll be sunny and hot tomorrow, too, a high of 98. We do have a slight chance for showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, a heat advisory is set to take effect at noon today. It will last through 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Here in Lawrence, cloudy and rainy in 65. Manhattan, heavy rain expected in this next hour, 67 degrees in the Little Apple. Chanute with cloudy skies and 72, and in Emporia, cloudy and 69.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Hi, it's Ari Shapiro. It can feel like information seeks you more than you seek it. Every minute, more and more pictures and words vie for your attention. But infinite options are exhausting, and the important stuff can sometimes get lost to the algorithm. So instead of having to constantly decide what to skip, skim, or save for later, listen to one source to keep you in the know. All Things Considered from NPR every afternoon.
Weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, I'm A. Martinez. At the Glastonbury Music Festival in England, Coldplay's Chris Martin invited a special guest. Martin said Fox's role in Back to the Future is the main reason the band came together. So lights will guide you home to Morning Edition.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Thank you for helping us out last week during our Silent Summer Fund Drive. We'll have joyous and thankful music later this morning on KPR One. Cordelia has it from 9 to noon.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.
More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR. Business news is up next. A heat advisory will take effect at noon. It'll last until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Between now and then, it'll be hot and humid, obviously. For this morning, mostly cloudy skies, rainy, stormy weather for northeast and east central Kansas. The southeast part of the state is not really seeing any showers or thunderstorms, but there are cloudy skies in southeast Kansas. Chanute cloudy and 72 at the moment. In Lawrence, it is rainy. Topeka, rainy and expecting some heavy rain in the next hour. Manhattan also expecting heavy rain. Temperatures mostly in the mid-60s. Believe it or not, as the day unfolds, we will wind up with a mostly sunny sky and a high near 86 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
Thank you if you helped out KPR last week during our Silent Summer Fund Drive. Cordelia Brown will bring us joyous and thankful music from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you news from the BBC at 9 o'clock.
The Atmosphere, open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV, and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 8 o'clock.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Rainy and stormy weather expected this morning across northeast and east central Kansas. However, it will be sunny, hot, and humid by this afternoon with a high near 86. Investigators say a Kansas mother and her two young daughters, missing since Friday, may have been coerced into traveling to Mexico. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has issued an endangered persons advisory for 23-year-old Martha Unger and her two daughters, 2-year-old Madeline Grace and 1-year-old Haley Faith. All three were reported missing from their Haskell County home Friday night. KSNW-TV reports that the mother and daughters may have been coerced into traveling to Mexico to a religious rehabilitation facility. The state of Kansas is asking residents for feedback to help with its opioid response plan. Kylie Cameron has that report.
The survey is part of the state's annual update to its plan that addresses substance use and the increasing number of overdose deaths across Kansas. In previous years, some of the initiatives included legalizing fentanyl test strips and creating a Good Samaritan law for drug overdoses. Both of those became law in recent years. Kara Anderson is the chair of the state's Prescription Drug and Opioid Advisory Committee.
This data will then be used by KDAG to then determine harm reduction strategies and initiatives that Kansas still needs.
The deadline to fill out the survey is July 12th. It can be found at dccca.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
The Kansas Turnpike, as of today, has transitioned to cashless tolling. This means drivers will no longer have to stop to pay tolls. For motorists with K-tags, nothing will change. For those without a K-tag, a photo will be taken of the driver's car, and license plate, and a bill will be sent in the mail. Turnpike Authority says there may be some confusion with customers as this transition takes place. It starts today. Gymnast Leanne Wong of Overland Park has qualified as an alternate for Team USA. That means she'll be traveling to the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris.
It will be the second time Leanne Wong will travel to the Olympics with the USA team, but this trip will be less restrictive because the athletes won't be dealing with the pandemic that hampered their Tokyo experience 3 years ago. Wong says she's also listening to advice from Simone Biles, who won the automatic spot on the five-person team as the Olympic trials champion in all-around.
I'm really looking forward just to going to Paris and getting a real Olympic experience. Even as an alternate, I still have a huge role in the team. It's important roles because we have to step in at any time.
Wong is one of two alternates who will travel with the five, chosen after the conclusion of the Sunday evening trials. I'm Greg Eklund.
And the Royals beat the Guardians 6-2. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
Serving you since 1952. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church at 2415 Clinton Parkway, Lawrence, with in-person services every Sunday at 10:30 or virtually on YouTube. Information at firstpreslawrence.org.
Cloudy, rainy weather for northeast and east central Kansas this morning. Later today, skies are expected to clear up. It'll be mostly sunny, hot, and humid later today, a high near 86 degrees. A heat advisory will take effect at noon and last until 8 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 98 on Tuesday. We do have a slight chance for showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. And then tomorrow night, rain and thunderstorms are likely. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we're expecting heavy rain. It's cloudy and 66 degrees here. Topeka, rainy and 66. Manhattan, 68 degrees. Manhattan's had its fair share of rain so far this morning. Starting to rain in Kansas City, where it's cloudy and 66 degrees. And in Emporia, some light rain expected this morning, 70 degrees in Emporia. We'll have joyous and thankful music coming up this morning from 9 to noon. Our classical friend Cordelia Brown will bring us music to celebrate the fact that we've successfully raised money during our silent summer drive last week. If you helped, we say thanks.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And for democracy itself. I'm Scott Detrow. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's Summer Reading and Events this June and July with Adventure Mobile Curiosity Club activities and the Beanstack app to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer-reading.
Cloudy, rainy weather this morning, but later today mostly sunny skies, hot and humid weather, a high of 86, and a heat advisory taking effect at noon today.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Next hour, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hand down its ruling on presidential immunity involving Donald Trump, NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
The case stems from a federal indictment that accuses Trump of conspiring to overturn the results of the 2020 election, knowingly spreading falsehoods, and encouraging his supporters to storm the Capitol building on January 6th of 2021. Attorneys for Trump argue that former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for their official acts while in office. Lower courts have rejected that argument, including an appeals court in Washington, D.C.
Hurricane Beryl is approaching the Windward Islands of the Caribbean as a Category 4 hurricane. Here's NPR's Rebecca Hersher.
Category 4 storms have winds of 130 miles an hour or more, which can rip the roof off many buildings. The storm gained strength very quickly. In less than 2 days, its maximum wind speed increased by about 75 miles per hour. Rapid intensification is relatively common for major hurricanes, but it usually doesn't happen this early in the summer. However, abnormally warm ocean water due to human-caused climate change makes it more likely that storms will gain strength quickly and drives larger, more powerful hurricanes. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:31. Three new abortion-related laws take effect in Kansas today. One of them is being challenged in court.
Kansas abortion providers will have to begin asking patients their reason for getting an abortion and reporting their answers to state officials. It's part of a law backed by anti-abortion groups who say the data could be used to reduce abortion rates. But abortion providers say collecting the information is invasive and medically irrelevant. They're asking a judge to block the law from taking effect. A hearing on their request is set for Monday morning. Two other laws are also taking effect. One increases funding for anti-abortion groups, and another makes it easier to prosecute people for coercing others to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Some streets are already booming with 4th of July fireworks, even though the holiday is a few days away. But that fund comes at a cost. Fireworks release pollutants that can harm people's respiratory and cardiovascular systems. Experts say fireworks are also not great for the environment because they release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Federal agencies say Kansans are facing temperatures above 100 degrees more often and will continue to do so because of climate change. Celia Yopis Jepson has more.
Thousands of Kansans sweated through 100-degree heat last week. Salina hit 105. Smith Center hit 110. In recent decades, Kansas averaged less than 10 days per year above 100 degrees. But the latest national climate assessment from federal agencies says by 2050, most of Kansas is projected to see an extra 10 days above 100 degrees each summer. That's under a middle-of-the-road climate change scenario. Extreme scenarios predict 40 extra days of such heat in Kansas by the end of the century. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
As of today, the Kansas Turnpike Authority has done away with ticket takers at toll booths and has transitioned into cashless tolling. This means drivers will no longer have to stop to pay tolls. For motorists with K-tags, nothing changes. For those without a K-tag, well, a photo will be taken of you, your car, and license tag, and you'll be sent a bill for the toll in the mail. The Turnpike Authority says there may be some confusion with customers as this transition takes place beginning today. In sports, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Cleveland Guardians 6-2 yesterday. The Royals took 3 out of 4 games against Cleveland. Now, the Royals have today off, which is okay because it's raining. But they'll be back in action tomorrow in Kansas City, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. This is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer.
This is Morning.
Since 1982, for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
More news still to come on this first day of July. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. At 9 o'clock, as most of you know, on KPR1, we turn our attention to classical music. On KPR2, the news and talk continues with news from the BBC. Speaking of classical music, though, Cordelia Brown has provided very scant information about her musical menu today, but she does write the following. Thank you for helping us out last week during our Silent Summer Fund Drive, or our Quiet Drive. I will bring listeners joyous and thankful music beginning after the 9 o'clock news. Well, we will listen in and see exactly what she's talking about. So look forward to joyous and thankful music from 9 to noon with Cordelia here on KPR 1.
There's value in looking at things from a new perspective. You understand them in a new way. Get a new perspective. Listen to All Things Considered from NPR every afternoon.
Weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition on this first day of July. Cloudy, rainy, sometimes stormy weather for the morning hours. Later today, mostly sunny skies. It'll be hot and humid We'll have a high near 86. A heat advisory takes effect at noon today for a good portion of the KPR listening area. It'll last until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Tonight, a low of 75. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 98 on Tuesday. We have a slight chance for rain and storms tomorrow afternoon and a 70% chance for precipitation tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Well, apparently Cordelia Brown was listening to the radio as she drove in this morning. She just hand-delivered me her playlist for this morning. It includes something called Chariot Race from John Philip Sousa, Tommaso Albinoni, and Oboe Concerto in C. I have no idea what that is, but she does, and you will too, if you listen from 9 to noon this morning to KPR1. We'll also be featuring music for the Royal Fireworks from George Friedrich Handel, and listen to Violin Concerto No. 3 from Mozart. The Classics with Cordy from 9 to noon today on KPR1.
It's Morning Edition from...
Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in. Showers and thunderstorms rolling across northeast and east central Kansas this morning. Once the storms pass through and as we get closer to the afternoon hours, skies will become mostly sunny. We'll have a high of 86 degrees. A heat advisory goes into effect at noon for most of the listening area. It'll last until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Speaking of tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 98. Slight chance for rain and storms tomorrow afternoon, but a better chance for rain and storms tomorrow night, a 70% chance Tuesday evening and overnight. Wednesday and Wednesday night, a pretty good chance for rain and thunderstorms. And on the 4th of July, Thursday, 50-50 chance for rain and storms. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, wet weather, 66 degrees. We're expecting some heavy rainfall within the next hour. Thanks for helping us be successful last week during our silent spring fun drive, our quiet drive, as we like to call it. In celebration, Cordelia Brown has prepared a special playlist for this morning. Music to celebrate, music to be inspired with joy. Joy and thanks. Here's just a little bit of what she has in store for us in the first hour. Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks, Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3, Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in C, and how about this? Music from John Philip Sousa, Chariot Race. That's just in the first hour, so stick around.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman, the U.S. Supreme Court.